It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Senator-elect Scott Brown says he'll be sworn in next week at the earliest. He became the Republican Party's new favorite when he won the late Edward Kennedy's seat a week ago. That upset ended Democrats' 60-vote supermajority in the Senate. NPR's Tovia Smith has this profile of the senator-elect from Massachusetts.
Campaigning in his blue jeans and pickup truck, Scott Brown ran for Senate as a kind of everyman. The morning after his big win, he seemed as shocked as anyone by his meteoric rise from his modest roots.
If you would have told me growing up that, you know, a guy whose mom was on welfare and parents had some, you know, marital troubles and, you know, I had some, you know, issues, you know, growing up that a guy from Rentham would be here going to Washington, D.C.? Are you kidding me?
Brown first got interested in politics as a teenager, helping his father run for state rep. It's not an easy thing being a Republican in Massachusetts, but Brown has won every race he's run. He calls himself fiscally conservative and socially conscious, and he's got an alluring story of a self-made guy and a patriot who served 30 years in the National Guard.
He's not a one-dimensional caricature. He's a multifaceted guy. So you can't pigeonhole him.
Case in point, Jim Valley is one of Brown's closest friends, and he's also the Democratic majority leader in the Massachusetts House. The two have even held joint fundraisers. Valley says it speaks to Brown's independence and how he's not an ideologue. For example, Brown opposes certain abortion procedures, but says he supports a woman's right to choose. He opposes President Obama's plan to overhaul health care, but supports mandatory coverage in Massachusetts.
I think he does have deep convictions and values. He does beat to his own drum. I think that's the best way to put it. He's his own man.
Indeed, in his 20s, when Brown helped pay for law school by posing nude for Cosmopolitan, the magazine dubbed him a not-so-shy show-off. At 50, he was not at all shy about jumping into a Senate race most thought he could never win, and after his stunning upset, he wasn't shy about suggesting he had just spawned a new breed of Scott Brown Republicans. In fact, shyness doesn't seem to run in Brown's family at all. His wife is a well-known local TV reporter, and his daughter has had some national aspirations as well.
All right, if you want to vote for Ayla, 1-866-IDOL-06, 1-866-436-5.
Brown's older daughter Ayla became something of a star on American Idol. On the show, she credited her father for piquing her interest in music by singing to her.
Embarrassingly, I actually thought he was Elvis till I was about 9 years old, actually. Oh my gosh, I hear my dad on the radio and my friends are like, actually that's Elvis Presley. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
And it wouldn't be the last time. Ayla's jaw literally dropped after Brown introduced his daughters on election night and veered way off script.
And just in case anybody who's watching throughout the country, yes, they're both available. No. Only kidding. Ariana definitely is not available, but Ayla is.
Yeah, I think he says what comes to mind, and that speech was classic Scott.
Minority Leader Richard Tesei served with Brown in the state Senate.
Scott's a normal person, and he isn't all caught up in Washington speak, and he's very down-to-earth, and he's very authentic.
That's one way of looking at it. His critics see Brown as prone to making politically incorrect statements, like the time he called his opponent's decision to have children with her lesbian partner, quote, not normal.
And that was pretty stunning.
That's Marianne Grenier, a Democratic activist who's worked for Brown's opponents in five races. While Brown has courted independent voters by vowing to be open-minded, Grenier says she's found Brown to be anything but.
I never see him giving in. He has this smile and he has this affability, but when push comes to shove, he believes he is right all of the time.
Supporters say that's just Brown having the courage of his convictions. Indeed, Brown is nothing if not resolute. Again, his friend Jim Valley.
He's a pure competitor. You know, he's a gladiator in the arena. Once he steps in, you know, he knows it's only one person stepping out and he wants to be that person. He gives everything 100%.
And it usually pays off. Scott Brown may be the guy who did that nude photo shoot, but on election day, it was the Democrats who got caught with their pants down. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.